All right, so 1:24, we're back in session. We are going to adjourn to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. I believe Commissioner Gilman has something to say.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Out of an abundance of caution, I am going to recuse from voting or discussing any of the items 23, 24, 25, or 26, as I hold a pecuniary interest in the properties that are all a part of these action items. So thank you for this moment.
All right, that brings us to item number 23, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of 2021-39 parcel map request by applicants and owner Brent Triggs and PF Reno 4 LCC LLC. The applicants are proposing a parcel map to create a new parcel of land that will be associated with the existing Britton Drive. Three existing parcels will dedicate approximately a 40-foot width by the length of their properties to create a new fourth parcel of land that will then be dedicated to Story County. The dedication will be a separate action from this parcel map. The properties are located at 135 Britton Drive and 2633 and 2729 Waltham Way, McCarran, Story County, Nevada. Assessor's parcel number 004-093-28 and 29. And 005-041-07 at the Canfield.
Thank you. So this is actually kind of a cleanup project. Britton Drive, when it was dedicated in 2009, there was a piece that was at the corner of Waltham Way that wasn't included in that dedication. It was constructed, it's been built, it's been used by the public. However, it has been just on private property. So this this parcel map will clean up that situation and make this public right of way with the next steps that are also part of this agenda today. So what they're doing is there's three parcels of land. Two of them are not in the Tri-Center and one is. They're each dedicating 40 feet from their property and making a fourth property, which is then the outline of what the dedication for Britton Drive will be. The parcel maps normally don't come that are in the Tri-Center don't necessarily come to the Board of County Commissioners or the Planning Commission. However, because these have two parcels that are not in the Tri-Center, we brought this as an abundance of caution to follow, make sure we're following all the regulations correctly. This meeting or this project was heard at the Planning Commission's March 17th meeting, and there was no opposition or actually no comments at all, and they recommended unanimously approval. So I can answer any questions for this. This is really just to make this a parcel of land at this point.
Fair enough, Kathy. Thank you. Is there any public comment regarding item number 23 in this parcel map request? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments for Kathy?
My only question is, do we have to read the findings on each of these items, or is it just the first?
Just this first item has findings. The other action items don't have findings.
Thank you.
And these are actually shorter than some other projects.
So no questions. I don't have questions. Would you like to read the findings before we make a motion?
Sure. This is for the motion for approval. This approval is for the parcel map to create a new parcel of land that will be associated with existing Britton Drive. Three existing parcels will dedicate approximately a 40-foot wide width by the length of their properties to create a new fourth parcel of land that will then be dedicated to Story County. The dedication will be a separate action from this parcel map. The properties are located at 135 Britton Drive and 2633 and 2729 Waltham Way, McCarran, Story County, Nevada. Assessor's parcel number 004-093-28 and 29 and 005-041-07. The parcel map complies with NRS 278.461 through 278.469 relating to parcel maps in Chapter 16.30 of the Story County Code, including the specific criteria outlined in Section 2.D of the staff report. Parcel map complies with all federal, state, and county regulations pertaining to parcel maps. Parcel map will not impose substantial adverse impacts or safety hazards on the abutting properties or the surrounding vicinity. Parcel map will not cause the property or not cause the public to be materially injured. The conditions of approval for the requested parcel map do not conflict with the minimum requirements in Story County Code, Chapter 17.35 I2 Heavy Industrial Zone, the 1999 Development Agreement for the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, or any other federal, state, or county regulations. Excuse me.
Is that it?
That is it.
Thank you, Kathy. Vice Chairman, would you entertain a motion?
In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, the findings under Section 3A of the staff report and read into the record, and in compliance with all conditions of approval, I, Commissioner Mitchell, hereby recommend waiving the requirement for a tentative map and moving to approve the parcel map to create a new parcel of land, which will be associated with the existing Britton Drive. Three existing parcels will dedicate approximately a 40-foot width by the length of their properties to create a new fourth parcel of land that will then be dedicated to Story County. The dedication will be a separate action from this parcel map. The properties are located at 135 Britton Drive and 2633 and 2729 Waltham Way, McCarran, Story County, Nevada. Assessor's parcels number 004-093-28 and 29 and 005-041-07.
There's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed unanimously. Thank you, Kathy. Item number 24, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of a 2021-39-A Story County acceptance of a grant, bargain, and sale deed from Brett Triggs, granting Story County a parcel of land identified as parcel number 2021-18. The parcel is identified as a portion of Britton Drive located at the intersection of Waltham Way within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Story County, Nevada. Kathy?
Right, thank you. So this is a series of actions that take place. With the parcel map that was just completed, that parcel that was newly created was identified as being owned by Brent Triggs. This document will then have Brent Triggs dedicating this to Story County. So this will be a parcel of land from Brent Triggs to be dedicated to Story County.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman, do you have any questions?
Nope.
Would you entertain a motion on it, please?
Yeah, in accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, hereby move to approve the grant, bargain, and sale deed from Brent Triggs, granting Story County a parcel of land identified as parcel 2021-18, also known as a portion of Britton Drive.
There's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed unanimously. On to item number 25. Consideration and possible approval, 2021-39-B, Story County acceptance of a quitclaim deed of dedication from Story County to Story County. This document changes the parcel in question from a parcel of land owned by Story County to a dedicated right-of-way. The land is identified as parcel number 2021-18, a portion of Britton Drive located at the intersection of Waltham Way within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Story County, Nevada. Kathy?
Thank you. So this takes the parcel of land that we just accepted from Brent Triggs and makes it a right-of-way instead of an individual parcel of land. So that's what this document will do.
Thank you, Kathy. Is there any public comment regarding item number 25? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman, do you have any questions for Kathy?
I have no questions.
Would you entertain a motion then, please?
I will. In accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, hereby move to accept the quitclaim deed of dedication from Story County to Story County, altering the property from being recognized as a parcel of land to being recognized as public right-of-way for the parcel of land identified as parcel 2021-18, also known as a portion of Britton Drive.
There's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item number 26, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval for 2022-07 indenture and grant of easement from Story County to the TRI General Improvement District for the Story County owned right-of-way associated with portions of Italy Drive, Milan Drive, Norway Drive, and Amsterdam Court. Kathy?
Thank you. So this is another cleanup item for the roadways that are within the Tri-Center. In 2012, we entered into an agreement with the Tri-GID to allow easements for them to be able to put their utilities and lines in the rights-of-way. And these four additional street right-of-ways have become public right-of-ways since 2012. So these weren't in existence as public right-of-way owned by the county at that time. So this is just cleaning up to try to make all of the streets have the similar easement on them.
Thank you, Kathy. Is there any public comment regarding item number 26? Not seeing any public comment or hearing any. Vice Chairman, do you have any questions?
My only question is this something that we'll need to do with the right-of-way that we just created as well?
No, because we knew about that one ahead of time. So that one, it was incorporated into some of the language. Great. When they did the parcel map.
Thank you.
Would you entertain a motion then, please?
Yeah. In accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, hereby move to grant the indenture and grant of easement from Story County to the TRI General Improvement District for the Story County owned right-of-way associated with portions of Italy Drive, Milan Drive, Norway Drive, and Amsterdam Court.
There's a motion. I will second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy. Moving right along to item number 27, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of business license second readings A through D. Is there any public comment regarding these four business licenses? Commissioner Gilman, we're going to welcome you back, by the way.
Thank you.
No problem. Not seeing any public comment regarding these four business licenses. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments about them?
There are none.
Vice Chair?
Nope.
Would you entertain a motion then, please?
I will. I move to approve the second reading of business licenses listed in our agenda under item 27, known as A through D.
There's a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Now back to item number 7, if I'm not mistaken. This is discussion only, no action, no public comment will be taken. Committee and staff reports for those who are still here. Start off with the Sheriff's Office. Don't see the Sheriff's Office. Moving right along to the Fire Department.
Hi, yes, Commissioners. Just a couple little updates. One, we're gearing up for the wildland season and we have advertised for our seasonal firefighters. So I want to get that word out. Anyone looking to enter into this career, it's a great way to do it. We do a lot of the training in-house. What they can't get on in-house that they need for the job can be done online. So we're going through that hiring process right now. And to touch on a little topic that Kathy brought up earlier about the weed abatement, we are looking into that program and seeing how we can get spun up with the equipment necessary to do that. And if we can tie that to any of our current grants that we have for some of the fuels reduction, it would make it really easy and it wouldn't cost Kathy's department any money or mine as well. And that's all the updates I have.
Thank you, Chief. Commissioner Gilman, you have any questions for the Chief?
Thank you, Chief.
Vice Chairman, anything?
Nope, good to go.
All right, thanks again, Chief. Appreciate you sticking around. Moving right along to Public Works, Jason Wersbicki, anything? All right, Projects Coordinator, Mike Northan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing today.
Thank you, Mike. Communications, Becky Parsons. I don't see Becky on there. Emergency management, Laura Mather.
Good afternoon, Laura Mather for the record. Before I get started with my report, both Stacy and Henny had to leave. So today there won't be a report from Community Relations or Senior Services.
Thank you.
A real quick COVID-19 update. Again, I hope someday I don't ever have to talk about this, but we continue to decline in our cases. For the Omicron spike that we had, January was our highest month of 60, or our highest reporting period was 60 cases. Over the past three reporting periods, we've had 5, 3, and 4 cases. So we're remaining real low. So that's a really good sign. I do caution people to be careful. There is a new subvariant of the subvariant that they're starting to see spikes in. So we just want to, just caution everybody to continue to be careful and be aware that this virus has not gone away yet.
Does it have a new name?
Yeah, it's like, no, it has a letter number name. It's something, it's like something dash two, but yeah.
They haven't All right, given it, COVID they dash 2.0.
No new Greek name for it.
Okay.
I do want to give kind of a lengthy overview of our work with the Porter Group. To say that this COVID relief funding has been complicated is an understatement. I frankly can't imagine how Honey and I would have been able to get through navigating the legality of all of this without their help. They have been huge. They have assisted us once we got through the CARES Act funds, we made it through that, then the American Rescue Plan. And then when all of these new federal funding plans started coming out and there was a lot of disagreement, there was a lot of back and forth on this, is when we really needed their help. We would get 2,000 page documents. And obviously we have other things that we need to do besides read that. I felt like I needed a Juris Doctorate degree to get through that. They have kept us up to date on this whole process. So we went from the BIL, the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, to the ARPA, American Rescue Plan, to the IIJA, Infrastructure Investment and Job Acts, to the SLFRF, the State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds, and to the MPDG, the Multimodal Project Discretionary Grant. I mean, these are the kind of things that we're having to keep track of. So they keep in constant contact with us. We get emails on a regular basis. Okay, gals, this is what's happening now. This is what you need to read. So they kind of go through the magnitude of documents. They pull out what we need to pay attention to and what we need to focus on. And that has been huge. We wouldn't have been able to do anything other than read documents if they weren't there for us. They've also been the lead as far as setting up meetings for us so that we can meet with the decision makers. So we have met on Zoom with Senator Rosen and her staff. We've met with Senator Cortez Masto's staff, Congressman Amadei's staff, Congresswoman Susie Lee's staff. We've been able to meet with all of them. We've been able to talk with them, let them know what Story County's issues are, you know, who we are, what we do, and why we matter, and why the projects that we have matter to us. So that has been great. And just to make absolutely sure that our smiling faces are burned into their memory, last week, Honey and I spent 2 days in Washington, D.C. We met with Senator Rosen, Senator Cortez Masto, and Congressman Amadei in person. So we were able to meet them in person. We were able to talk with them. Again, just, you know, make sure that they know who we are and what we need and why our projects are important. With their assistance, we were able to, again, navigate the bureaucracy that, as you I'm sure all know, is on the federal level. So a really good example of that is the Economic Development Administration Water Project Grant. So this is the grant that Honey has talked about with you at previous meetings. When this federal funding first started coming out, I'm sure everybody remembers, we were being told from the federal level that counties and cities were going to get a blank check. We were being told, you guys are going to get so much money, you're not going to know what to do with it. It's a piece of cake. We're just going to give it to you. All of this stuff. So we almost didn't apply for this grant because we were being told, don't worry about that. That's a hard one. Don't worry about that. You just guys just sit back and relax and we're going to give you money. Well, the Porter Group said, don't listen. They said, apply for the grant. It doesn't matter. You can always withdraw it in the future, but absolutely apply for that grant. And we are so glad that we did, because that blank check never materialized. All of this funding that's just a piece of cake and is going to come down, as we know, never happened. So we are moving right along with that grant. We have been through the first review of it. It went through the EDA's engineering team. They approved it. It went through review number two, and it is now with the EDA's legal department. So we feel that is a really good sign that we just might be getting that grant. And that's the grant. The grant part of it is just over $5.3 million. With our match, it's going to be just under $7 million project that we almost didn't apply for because we were, again, being told by one, don't worry about it. You're going to get all kinds of money. Porter Group said, don't listen to them. You need to apply. So another area where we have worked very closely with them is the community project funding, or the federal appropriations, or what used to be known as earmarks. It's been actually really fascinating. I kind of wish I would have paid attention in my high school government class. Learning this process and learning it, how it goes, has been really fascinating. So we have applied for, now, we, you know, I'm hoping that we get our top three. We have applied for six. We, you know, it's a big what if, it's a big maybe. We're hoping we get our top three. But we have applied for $3 million for an additional water project, $2.5 million to go towards the Lockwood Senior Center, $3 million to go to a new fire station here in Virginia City, $820,000 to go to upgrades at the Virginia City Fairgrounds, $325,000 to go to upgrades with the Justice Court parking lot and security, $1 million to go towards the Lockwood Sheriff's substation upgrades. So working with the Porter Group, we have been able to apply for over $15 million in grants. So again, we don't know what we will be receiving. I'm hoping it's our top three. We were able to grade them, let the powers that be know what is at the top of our list and what we need. And this is just federal funding, part of what they are doing to work with us. And I strongly believe that, you know, again, I don't think we'll get all six of the community project grants. I'm hoping for our top three. But I do believe that the relationships that we have been able to build with the political staff will benefit us in the future. I think we will continue those relationships. We will continue to meet with them, especially as COVID goes away. Hopefully, we will continue to be able to meet with them in person. So it was important for me to, you know, let the commission know and everybody know how incredibly invaluable that organization has been to help us navigate the magnitude of this federal funding. And that's the end of my report.
Thank you, Laura. Commissioner Gilman, you have any questions for Laura Mather?
No, I don't have any questions except to absolutely apparent and agree that the Porter Group are an incredibly important asset for us in Washington, D.C. They have been for years and years and years, and their input continues to be invaluable for our county. I'm glad we're associated.
Thank you. Vice Chairman, anything?
I would just say the same thing. I think we saw a massive shift in the center of financial gravity to the federal government, and like it or not, that's the world we live in. And so having someone who can act as a guide, I think, is crucial for us. So thank you for your work on that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Laura. Appreciate your report.
Thank you.
Moving on to the Comptroller's Office, Jennifer McCain.
Hmm.
I'll be really quick. I just want to let you guys know that our ClearGov financial transparency has made it to our website. I invite you to check it out and tell everyone to check it out and let me know any thoughts, any changes, anything that you think could make it better. That's all I have.
Thank you very much. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Comptroller McCain?
No questions. Thank you, Jennifer.
Vice Chairman?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks again. I don't see the assessor here. Moving on. I'm sorry. Oh, is she? Here. All right.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So really the only thing I have going, and I've got fingers crossed and hoping that third time's the charm, we again have put out to try to fill the vacant slot that we've had in our office for about a year and a half now. Put it out there two times before and really didn't get any applicants. So fingers crossed. Other than that, we'll be starting our new construction here in about a month. So we'll be out and about and seeing what's going on again out there, and that's really all I have for staff reports today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Moving on to the planning department, Kathy Canfield.
I have nothing additional today.
Thank you. You don't see Marnie on there, right? Oh, okay.
Yes.
She is on there?
Drew's on as well.
Oh, okay. Anything from the recorder's office?
No, nothing to report. Thank you.
Thank you. How about IT?
James Dean, Story County IT Director. I just wanted to publicly recognize Jason Wurzbicki and his staff member Irving Powers for helping me on the tower project. They were able to do the trenching and order the conduit and put the sand in. I asked for it Monday, 2 weeks ago. It was done 3 days later. It's accelerated my project by about 6 months and saved the county over $10,000 because I didn't have to outsource it. So thanks, Jason and Irving. Huge win. That's all I have.
That is great news. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jason and Irving. Moving right along to human resources. Jeannie, how many times do you want to come up here? No? No more?
Not coming back up.
All right. Community development, Pete Bruneau.
I have nothing to report today,
sir. All right. Justice Court, I passed the judge. She said she had something to do, so she's not on here. The DA's office.
Nothing to report today, Mr. Chairman.
All righty. County manager, you got to have something.
I have nothing today, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Wait, did I make something up?
How about the clerk's office? Nada. All right. That means everybody's hungry. All right, that brings us to back to my agenda. We are now at item number 28, which is public comment. Is there any public comment out there today? Bless you. Not seeing any public comment. We are going to move to item number 29, which is to adjourn of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. We will see you all in 2 weeks. Stay safe. For those, we have closed session. Those of you involved, please stick around. The meeting is adjourned at 1:52.